Have you ever felt frustrated because you just couldn't find a lovely book to read? I can start to crave not just a good book, but a book that draws me in and evokes such a deep emotion that I can say, wow, that was a lovely book. Welcome, friends. This is Emmy B on Lovely Books Podcast, where it's my job to highlight the lovely books that keep you reading and connect you to the world. If you're new to Lovely Books, this podcast is more than just a best books podcast. It's about the reader's experience and takeaway. No book reviews, no analysis of literary content, just thoughts and personal anecdotes brought to our minds by the characters and subject matter that we love. That's what brings the book to life for you. I hope we give you something to think about, something to laugh about, and something lovely to read. Welcome to another episode of Lovely Books Podcast. So excited to have our listeners back again this week. It's a special episode. We have hit episode 45 and the end of season one on Lovely Books Podcast. On the suggestion of a friend, we've decided to kind of take a different direction on this episode. And instead of highlighting a book or interviewing an author, we're going to talk a little bit about what Lovely Books are and what this podcast is. And kind of share some highlights about this first season. So to help me out with this today, I have my lovely husband, Paul. Paul, welcome.
Greetings.
It's great to have you here to help us out. And you've actually been a guest on Lovely Books a couple of times before.
Yep.
We've done a few episodes together, which is fun. But before we dive into anything today, I thought it might be fun for the two of us to share a fun fact or two.
Fun fact. Maybe a current fun fact is that my son's soccer is consuming my life. Today is the fourth consecutive day in a row of soccer, and my son is 11. And he is good, and it does justify and merit the attention for it. Of course, spoken like a biased dad. But wow, all consuming.
It's a lot. We have, Paul and I have five kids together, five kids in 10 years. So they keep us on our toes. Okay, so a fun fact about me, something that you may not know, is that I used to dance and perform ballet. And this fun fact has been on my mind because it came up in a conversation I was having with a youth group that when I was 16 years old and I was in the 4th of July parade, while I was crossing the street in a green tutu, I got hit by a car. And I did not get to participate, but after the parade was over and I got out of the hospital and I went to the little community activity in the park that was called the Fun Days, people kept pointing to me and saying, "That's the girl who got hit by the car." It was pretty embarrassing. Oh my goodness.
I can't believe you've never mentioned the ballet in any of these podcasts before.
I don't think I have. I may have mentioned it on my Instagram if you follow me there, but my entire youth was consumed with ballet, and I was lucky enough to perform professionally and teach for many, many years. And now I am not teaching ballet, but I'm teaching in high school.
Well, for those of you that don't know, she is a marvelous dancer and a wonderful teacher. And she has a posse or following of local dance girls that she taught in their youth that are now adults and still reach out to her and love her dearly for the influence that she was on their lives. And she is awesome. And I'm not biased at all.
Mm-mm. I think we're ready to dive in. So Okay. Now Paul's just going to throw down some questions so that we can kind of talk about what this book experience has been and all the great tidbits we've kind of picked up along the way.
Well, I have a list of prepared questions for you, and I'm sure you'll have some fun answering these, and I hope your listeners will have a good time listening to your responses. If Lovely Books Podcast had a theme, what would it be?
So when we first sort of explored this idea of beginning a podcast. Paul is an entrepreneur, and he's got just a fabulous library about marketing and branding and differentiating. And this is something that we talked pretty extensively about in the very beginning. Right, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
One, I guess, line from a book that has always really stood out to me in terms of what it means, and it's kind of got two different meanings here, is Ian Forster said, only connect. And I love the idea of connecting. In the book that this is written in, the phrase only connect is it's a call to unite opposing elements that are within a single person, the beast and the monk, the prose and the passion. So it's kind of connecting to yourself and who you are as a person and to your beliefs and to the good and the bad and the ugly of just who you are as a person. But the other call is to unite with other people, to put your greatest energy into personal relationships. I really felt strongly, especially during the pandemic, to find a way to connect not only with my own friends and family, but to a community of people who I knew were lonely and didn't have access to the connections that they had had before. And books have always just been such a fun way for me to connect mm-hmm. with other people.
And this is actually good for me because when Emily said, hey, I want to do a podcast. And of course I said, great, that's awesome. Do it. I support it. Let's, how can I help? Go for it. And I have not been much help, admittedly. But first thing that she did was give it a name. And I thought to myself, lovely books. What in the world does that mean? Does that mean? I just had no idea what that meant. And I still have to admit, I'm not sure what it means. So question number two is, how do you define what makes a lovely book?
And this really ties in, I think, to the first question of the theme. I'm really passionate as a person about bringing people together and finding commonalities among different groups of people who may not feel that they have much in common with others. And for me, what makes a book really lovely? When I say lovely, lovely isn't in terms of what we might think of, meaning flowery or pretty or nice. But a lovely book is a book that really makes you think, makes you question, makes you discuss, takes you someplace, teaches you something, and adds sort of some depth and breadth to your life.
Because I was, for example, I was thinking exactly those things, stereotypical lovely. What is lovely?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, early on in your podcast, you guys did a book on, what's the one on the guy who gets burned?
The gargoyle.
The gargoyle. Oh my gosh. That was anything but lovely.
Oh, yeah, that's graphic. And
so I tried to read through that as much as I could. Wonderful writing, super talented prose. I mean, it's just unbelievable writing, but far from lovely. Yet it was featured as one of your lovely books. So that is the paradox, I guess.
It is.
It's confused me. I don't know if it's confused anyone else.
It is, but for me and for what I try and do with this podcast is – lovely really means meaningful. It's something, when I finish a book and I say, wow, that was a lovely book. That was a book that meant something to me. And so I found that, as I talk to different people about what is meaningful to them and what sticks with them and what stands with them, it's not always pretty and flowery, but the growth that you experience often when you read things that aren't pretty and flowery and common or normal to you is a lovely bit of growth that helps connect you to a global community of people who are different than you but the same.
Right, which actually, coincidentally, is my third question, Have you experienced any surprising connections over the past year during the podcast?
I have. And very, very early on, one of my earliest connections that I made through this podcast was a wonderful Australian author. Her name's Tiffany Johnson. And she wrote a lovely, and I do mean lovely, memoir about a horrible experience that she had in a canyoneering incident. One thing that really stood out to me in her book was the differences between our two experiences growing up in terms of like what our adolescent years were about. I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. She grew up in Australia. I have four sisters. She had only brothers. I grew up in a city. She grew up in a more rural area. But the experience that she describes having in her 20s in terms of being lost and unsure about who she was and having this sort of coming of age story, it's such a common story. It's such a
typical stereotype.
Yeah, it really is. It's this typical coming of age story that was so relatable, even though she was in Australia.
Right.
And I was in the United States. And I felt that, especially as I've done international interviews, not just with authors, but also with readers. So another one of my absolute favorites was Frankie Amogo from Nairobi.
Uh-huh.
You recall the interview that I did with her? And she was a blast. I had no idea what to expect. You know, first of all, we had to manage the time zone differences. She grew up in the village and then moved to Nairobi as an adult. Such a different life experience, but what an absolute pleasure talking to her and laughing with her and connecting with her over a book. And these experiences just happen over and over again.
Yeah, it seems like when you first started this, you were not sure that people would even respond.
Yeah.
Yet people have been so awesome.
Yeah. Everyone.
People have been really cool and willing.
Yes. Willing, supportive. I've met great publicists, great authors who are willing to discuss and comment. I've reached out to bookstagrammers that I've met on Instagram and asked for feedback and done buddy reads And I always worry. I mean, doing a podcast where you're posting every single week, your worry, of course, is that you're going to run out of guests,
right?
You know, or you're not going to have something to talk about. Or, I mean, the interesting thing, as we know about books, is that new books are released every week, and so in terms of running out of material, I'm never going to really run out of books.
No, it even seems like the more momentum you get, seems like more people are wanting to opine. Because I think there's one thing that has surprised me just looking at this from the outside in, it does seem like there are people that just want to share their feelings and be heard.
Yeah.
And this is a chance for people just to be heard, it seems.
Right. Right. And you don't have to be, you know, with this podcast, you don't have to be an author and you don't have to be, educated on literary content, to be able to share something that's meaningful to you. And it's because so many of these experiences that we have with these books, with these primary emotions, are so typical and so universal that it's really, you know, when someone shares their story, as much as their story is unique and special to them, it is something that people can really relate to and they can grow from hearing.
Right, right. And the way you're doing it, there are no wrong answers. It's just reaction.
Total.
Yep. Love it.
No.
Okay. Next question. How do you pick your book and guests?
Okay. So this is actually one thing that I found as I've connected to book podcasts that really differentiates Lovely Books is that we never pick the books that are discussed. When I have a guest that I want to have on the show, the question that I pose to them is, would you like to highlight a book that was meaningful to you in some way? A book that changed you, a book that didn't leave you after you finished reading it, a book whose characters really affected you. And it is the guest's experience and story to tell.
So it's their book.
It's their book.
The guest always And all this time I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So the guests pick.
The guests always pick their own book. And part of that is because it's always interesting to me to hear what somebody's favorite book is. What book have you read that stayed with you, and why did it stay with you? What was so meaningful about that particular time and that particular right. story that never left you? Because there's so much wonderful, wonderful literature to read. But there are books who, depending on the context of what our lives are, that stick with us and stay with us, that we want to talk about because we can't stop thinking about. And I want to know what those books are for people.
So what if two different guests pick the same book? Has that ever happened?
That's never happened. But the interesting thing is at the end of every episode, I let my guest recommend a second book. Mm-hmm. Here's a book that we've talked about. If this sounds fantastic and interesting to you, let me give you another recommendation. If you've read this one already, here's where to go next, or here's something to look into next. And there is one book that I have had multiple guests recommend. And I did have one guest who said, this is a book that I would talk about if I didn't already know that you had already discussed it. And that is the book Beartown by Frederick Bachman. And anyone who listens to this podcast knows that I'm a huge Bachman fan. I think his writing is just so insightful. He's so willing to go deep into the difficult and gritty emotions. He really is willing to take the deep dive. And so I love his writing. But he is one author that multiple guests have recommended.
And no one has done that book?
We've highlighted that book, but then I've had two other guests recommend it.
Okay, so the next question is, do you have any personal favorite guests or episodes?
Here's the fun thing with this is people are just so stinking cool. And I learned this really, really early on, luckily. The first guest that I had whose book was brought to me by their publicist, it was a book that I hadn't read. It was an author that I wasn't familiar with. It was her debut novel. And I was really unsure about what I was going to get. I had very, little experience early on speaking with authors, and I wasn't sure what the comfort level would be. And I will say that this was Caroline McBride. And she was so sweet and open and willing and kind and fun. And she was just so fun to interview. And she really set me at ease as a podcast host. And, all the authors that I have interviewed have really fallen into that vein. They are grateful to share their story. They are kind. They are open. I'm not a very proper, serious person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can tend to be pretty laid back. Mm-hmm. And I haven't ever felt in any of my interviews that was off-putting to any of these authors. They have just been very kind. I've absolutely enjoyed every author interview and every Bookstagram interview that I have done, where I've reached out to people who don't know me, who have been very willing to share their favorite books and share their stories and their life experiences in an open way. And I love that.
Okay. And then here's another question for you. So just for the reader's amusement, what has gone wrong? Give us a couple highlights of what some of the stories that have gone wrong during your podcasts.
Oh, this is fantastic. You want the outtakes. So here's some of my favorite outtakes. It's always the stinking technology.
Yep.
When I was podcasting with Frankie Omogo in Nairobi, and she's on she's on the other side of the planet. And we schedule the podcast in advance, and then my daughter has dress rehearsal for the Nutcracker. So I'm in the car on my laptop, 50 minutes from home, podcasting with her in Nairobi, and I cannot get my laptop to record the Zoom call. So we're going back and forth. I get her on Google Chats. I'm recording. I'm speaking on speakerphone on the computer over chats. I'm doing a voice recording with my phone. I'm like sweating bullets. And so that's, you know, those have always been funny. Another one.
And she was totally cool about it
too. She was so great. She was so great about it. Another really, really just funny technological problem was when I was interviewing Cornelius Maxwell. And at the end of his interview, I just was so grateful that he was willing to read some of his poetry and kind of do a reading for us. And of course, right as we start to do that reading, my cute little three-year-old comes in and starts climbing on my back and waving into the camera. And he was so sweet about it, but I'm trying so hard to push this three-year-old out of the way. And he climbs underneath the desk and he's poking at my legs. And the next thing I know, everything goes black. He unplugs the computer.
That's right.
And I, of course, was like,
did you lose the entire recording?
No, luckily I didn't lose the recording, but it was just so embarrassing because we were just having this, you know, this great poetry reading right smack in the middle of this great poetry reading, and everything gets connected, and it's so hard when you're like in that moment, mm-hmm. in that, you know, vibe, and then to just have to kind of pick up and make someone say something meaningful. You know, like, I loved what you said right there. It did not get recorded. Could you pretend that you didn't say that and go back and do it again? So that has been, those have been kind of some of the funnier things.
Okay. And the next question is, this takes a lot of your time and effort.
Yeah.
And it is not easy.
Yeah.
So the question that is on my mind, and maybe everyone else in the family, and maybe people who are reading, the question is, why do you do this podcast?
I'm so passionate about books and about connection. It's an absolute, it really is a labor of love, and just a real honest desire to connect. To just connect and to talk about things. Man, if you're not a member of a book club, you gotta find a book club.
Right.
My most favorite way to connect with women, with other women, is through the book club that I started.
So would you say, in essence, this kind of is an extension from your book club experience? I mean, that's really what got you kind of going.
It is, yeah, when our book club couldn't meet anymore and, you know, we were all isolated from COVID and I was missing that connection. It's so great to be able to talk to someone, not superficially, to ask questions, not, hey, how's your day? Hey, how's work? Good. How are the kids? Good. How's your car? Good.
Right, right. Okay, so so this is the end of this season. So what are you going to do for the upcoming season? What's that? What's Lovely Books podcast going to look like next season?
It's going to look a lot the same, and hopefully it's going to be better. We are taking the month of May off. There will be no new episodes posted in the month of May, and we'll be doing a buddy read. So if you are an Instagram user, please head over to our Instagram page and join that buddy read with us. It's going to be really fun. Also, our first episode will launch again on June 1st, just like we did in our first season. And again, we'll be coming out with a summer reading list. So that will be really fun. If you're looking for books to enjoy this summer, if you love to take a book on vacation with you, you want a good beach read, you want something light and sunny, definitely tune in to get that summer reading list. And then we'll be back again on Fridays, every Friday, posting a new episode, bringing, again, authors, interviews, unique perspectives, and maybe we'll be interviewing you. I love connecting with listeners. I love bringing on new guests, but you'll also hear from a lot of the same guests. I've had
really, really wonderful people share their experiences with books. And I think it's fun to get to know a guest. So as I bring them on more than one time, we get to know a little bit more about them. So it's going to be a really great season. I hope you'll continue, everyone will continue tuning in.
So what would you say to anyone else that is considering doing a podcast?
Oh, I say go for it. You know, there's a million podcasts out there as I'm learning. When I started this, I wasn't sure there were a lot of book podcasts out there, and there are. There are a million, and there are a million great ones who all kind of focus in on something different. Some of them are very similar, and I hope mine's unique, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. But I would definitely say just go for it.
You're not doing it for the money.
No, that's for darn sure.
So what is a buddy read for people like me?
Okay, so a buddy read is when a group of people read a book together at the same time. The difference between...
Is this, in the living room, on the lawn?
Oh, no, we're doing it. This is online. It's basically... It's not an online book club, but it's you read the book together. For my, how I host a buddy read is we all read the same book. On every Friday, I will post questions to a private group, and everybody can opine and throw in their thoughts and feelings on that particular question, and then we'll do a wrap up with a Zoom call at the end. So everybody kind of gets to see each other's faces and see who's reading the book and kind of give their final thoughts on what we were reading. So that will be coming in the month of May. And then in the month of June, we will kick back up again starting June 1st with our summer reading list. What books do you want to read this summer? I'll tell you which ones you don't want to miss.
Awesome. Well, in my two cents is this really should be on YouTube, in my opinion.
We need a website.
If people could see you and the energy that you put into this, I think it would be just a good thing. And if there are any readers, or excuse me, if there are any listeners out there who agree with me, attack her on Instagram and tell her she needs to set this up on YouTube.
Do we want a YouTube channel?
Next season should be on YouTube. That's what you should.
Next season on YouTube. I don't know.
Don't edit
it.
This out. She's going to edit me out.
I might.
She has all the power. She can shut me right up with a flick of a switch.
Good times. This wraps up this episode of Lovely Books. I hope you learned something new about this podcast and it gave you a reason to look forward to our upcoming season. If you like what you heard today, please remember to comment, like, subscribe, tell your friends and family about this podcast, send them a link, and we will keep coming at you with favorite books, fabulous books, meaningful books, and we will see you on June 1st with our summer reading list and ready to highlight some more lovely books.